You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, documentaries, sometimes political speeches, sometimes real world historical events even. Who knows where? They're mixed in between and on top of the music. And this week, we've been time traveling back to the 1970s with featured artist Fleetwood Mac, and most particularly songs by their guitarist, Lindsey Buckingham. He was one of several guitarists, but I'll say he was the best one in the band, even better than the original founder, Peter Green, who was pretty good. So, in that final set, we began with Go Your Own Way, written by Lindsey Buckingham as a love song to Stevie Nicks. No, actually, it was a breakup song. And, yeah, there's a outstanding Wikipedia article that gives you lots of information on that song. And then we heard a deep cut from Queen's A Night at the Opera album, which also had Bohemian Rhapsody. That's a perfect album. Yeah, that was Sweet Lady, written by their guitarist Brian May. And then Fleetwood Mac once again with Dreams from their Rumours album. And then going out to Philip, Kraftwerk from their 1978 album, The Man Machine. That was the model. And Fleetwood Mac once again with World Turning, followed by a perfect two-song segue from the Steve Miller Band, Threshold, with all those synthesizers, the portamento, the sliding and gliding, leading right into that big hit of Jet Airliner. And you can find both of those in that exact same order on the perfect compilation album, Steve Miller's Greatest Hits, 1974 to 1978. And then we concluded with our final song from Fleetwood Mac's Rumours album, Gold Dust Woman. And oh no! We didn't get to play Rhiannon. But, you know, I'm fine with that. It's 1970s. How many little girls were named Rhiannon after that song? Even more than Boston's Holly Ann from their third album. Yes, Rhiannon. Meanwhile, closing us out here, our final instrumental from Jeff Beck with the Jan Hammer Group, a live version of Freeway Jam. Thanks so much for listening to my sound collage here this evening. I expect to be back again next week with another completely different sound collage for you. And remember, it's all right to have fun and party and get a little inebriated on the inebriants of your choice. And remember, some are definitely safer than others. But no matter what, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving, because that will kill people. And you don't want to kill people. And you certainly don't want to die. So, aren't those all good reasons? Not to drink and drive, not to get high and drive, not to take fentanyl and drive. Well, don't take fentanyl ever, right? Yes. Okay, let's get going with some Rick Deckard DJ music for you. Yeah, let's see what Rick Deckard's going to call up for us right
Uh-oh,
here.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WMFO.
Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
trusted friend, it's someone said it struck the street. You're in the walking off your feet. And once I knew I was not magnificent. Christmas light, clutch the light, the hallowed bride. Thank you.
my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
Thank you. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.